Day here in old DC town, supposed to rain all day. They haven't made the decision yet whether or not the Easter egg roll has been called off. Supposed to be from 10 till 2 today at the White House. It's for children 8 years of age and under, and they must be accompanied by an adult. And that is scheduled at the White House today. There will be an Easter egg hunt as well. And the eggs that are hidden are eggs signed by famous people. So, that should be a pretty nifty day. Unfortunately, it's going to attract tourist scum. That's right, the streets will be blocked with tourists. Oh, you don't have to worry about it. Work it out. For those of us that have to face the living hell of working in the district, it can get a little touch and go. That's why I might do what I did 5 or 6 years ago. It's all blown over, pretty much. They tried to hush it up. But 1 year, as I stood there outside the gates of the White House, looking at all them sniveling tourists, I resolved to do something about it. So that night, before the Easter egg hunt began in earnest, I took a crate of hand grenades that I smuggled out of Nam, and I pulled up to the White House and just lobbed those grenades over the wall so that they rolled under bushes. They rolled into the Rose Garden. They rolled into ledges and door jams. A whole case of concussion fragmentation grenades. And then I waited across the street, perspiring on my upper lip, watching through binoculars as they opened the gates and the children ran. I watched as children from Ohio and Secaucus started rooting around. I'll never forget the first one. It was sweet. Some fat little kid came waddling out of the bushes and said, "Hey, Mommy, look, I found it." Johnny, give it to Mama! What's this little ring on here do, Mommy? What is it? No, Johnny, no, don't pull that! My God, yeah! Yes, you know! There were deep trenches all over the lawn. I'm talking deep pits! That the grenades had blown skyward, tufts of dirt flying into the air. People running berserk, rescue vehicles everywhere, fire engines yelling and screaming. They couldn't keep up with the need. As the tourist population was decimated slowly and systematically. I think the last one was the most tragic. He looked like about he was 6 years old, a little smile on his face. When suddenly, what made it more tragic than the others? Well, that last one got blown clean out of his wheelchair.
I'm only kidding. I'm just teasing.